Hey y'all, happy hump day. And now we giggle like a 12-year-old boy because we said hump. It still sounds sort of a silly word. And over the years, I will confess that there have been women in my life and I said, would you like to hump? And rarely have they turned around and said, yes, let's hump, or you may hump me. Every now and then, I've gotten a thumbs up, usually a warning. If you want this again, do not use the word hump. It is not romantic. So, what can I tell you? I guess if you're not going to be romantic, you got to be a little more coarse. But we won't go into all the coarse words. We'll just say that this is our second post of the day, I think, and we are posting and audio posts and writing like fiends because we have lost our minds. Well, not entirely, and I guess it's sort of the royal we were talking about, but it has been a very, very challenging time. Lots going on, and I've been looking for a friendly year. And haven't found it, so you get to be the friendly ear. This is where I vent, and if you don't like it, it's okay. You don't have to listen. Nobody's obligating you. Nobody's forcing you to do anything, and you're entirely allowed to run away and do whatever the hell you want. I would, you know, if I was being bored by this. Hell, I'm boring myself. I might even fall asleep. but mostly I'm putting myself to sleep while I vent, and that's sort of a euphemism, but the truth of the matter is I haven't slept well because I've had way too much on my mind, and I haven't been able to exercise the way I wanted to or do some of the things that I would normally do to clear my head and, you know, air out the spot in between my ears so that I wouldn't spend extra time thinking and wondering and trying to figure out how to fix something I can't fix. And that's, maybe that's the challenge of being a man, trying to fix things when you just have to sit with it and accept it. But, look, it could be worse. You know, the main thing, and I know I'm not being very specific, but that's intentional because there are boundaries in blogging. The main thing is that I am so close to getting a couple things going that I can practically taste it. And it's making me crazy, assuming I wasn't crazy to begin with. But I feel like I'm so close and yet so far away. And I've got a couple major, major, major things that I'm just, you know, I feel like Atlas. They put the weight of the world on my shoulders and I'm straining to carry it as best I can. So, I don't know. Maybe one day we'll have a conversation about it. Maybe we won't. Who knows? I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.